Well, very disappointing, but, you know, not very surprising. Most of this we know already. this is an ongoing systemic problem facing the parents of autistic children. You know, this hasn't been just brought on by the pandemic. This is decades in the making, unfortunately. And, you know, in many respects, the pandemic has really just highlighted the long years of underinvestment in special need. There's been a long-standing failure to prioritise the needs of autistic young people in Ireland's health system. That's the reality of it, unfortunately.
And in trying to assess the regional focus of these figures, you know, obviously the greater populated areas such as parts of Leinster, these waiting times are being seen in sometimes in excess of 2 years. From your dealings with parents across the county, is this relative to what's happening in the grounds of Clare? How long are parents waiting for their children to be assessed?
Yes, I think 2 years is a good approximation for Clare. I know we don't have data directly related to Clare, but 2 years is what you know, we're getting back from most of the parents in our group. The delays are ongoing. It's hugely frustrating. You know, some parents have the option to go privately, but you know, that option isn't open for a lot of parents.
Well, it's very expensive, extremely expensive.
Absolutely, and not only the expense, but you know, even getting access to a private psychologist, there's a limit on the number of them available. There's also, or at least there has been, the issue over the years of, you know, whether or not the HSE would then in fact accept the diagnosis from a private practitioner. You know, that has been an issue over the years. I'm not sure what the current position on it is, and that has caused huge frustration from some parents. They go ahead, they pay for a private diagnosis, and then that is not recognised by the HSE in terms of getting access to support. So, you know, there are major problems, but it's a long-term problem that's been going on for many years.
Well, Garrod, stay with me, because on the line I have the person with direct ministerial responsibility for this area. It's the Minister for Disabilities, Anne Rabbitt, who joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Minister.
Good morning, Sally Ann, and good morning, Gareth, and your listeners.
Good morning, Anne.
Minister, I suppose the Disability Act 2005, it does state that the assessment of need for a child with these particular difficulties should take place within 6 months. This survey seems to suggest that the failures continue.
Absolutely, and there's no point in putting a gloss on it or telling the story any different. I think Gareth has articulated it very, very well. It's the story I've heard since before ever becoming a minister. It's what I heard when I was a TD. So what he has told there, what is very reflective, not just in a particular area, regardless of geography, it is what is reflective right across the country. And I suppose it's something I've tried to address and I'm continuing to address, is that unacceptable length of time waiting for a diagnosis. And that's why, Sally Ann, I would have gone out and I would have sought funding through the Sláinte care model from Minister Donnelly to actually clear the backlog so we could just start. And 6,500 of a systemic waiting list that I inherited coming into office last July, which Garrod talked about there, you know what I mean? And 2 years is a fair measure, but it was sometimes longer than that in the greater Dublin area. So up to last March, I have cleared 72%, to be precise. 72%. I was down to under 1,500 people now waiting for a diagnosis piece, be it for autism or for whatever, but for that diagnosis piece. So we are achieving that, so as we can actually get to what families need, A, an assessment, and B, an intervention. And that's my biggest challenge now, okay, is to get that therapeutic intervention. But let's be honest with you, I welcome As I Am's report. I think it's very timely, and but it's very reflective of what I have heard. So I completely concur with what is in it, and I accept it.
And Garrod, in terms of that then, you know, we hear a lot about how important early intervention is, but for many parents they're finding there is neither intervention available nor is it early. It's coming far too late down the line. By the time children turn six, they're discharged from early intervention teams if they've been lucky enough to be able to get onto those placements. Then they're into the school age team. The supports just aren't there. I mean, in terms of parents dealing with this, Garrod, what are they saying to you? What other avenues are they exploring? And for those who cannot explore those avenues, where do they go?
Most of them don't have any other avenues to go. This is the problem. So there's huge frustration and stress among families in our group, and it's very disheartening, to be frank. You know, access to early intervention has always been the mantra of everyone in our community, you know.
And do you take the Minister's point that she is addressing the backlog?
Absolutely. Yes, I do, and I welcome it. And, you know, I hope that she has great success, but she has a job of work on her hands. She knows that. You know, there's a lot to be done. And I know that COVID has interrupted a lot of the work that needs to be done. But this has to be taken seriously, and we really need to get stuff moving.
Minister, we've spoken about, you know, the HSE side of things with the teams that are involved in these direct interventions. We're at the stage now where parents are receiving the forms for what's known as the July provision scheme or summer provision hours, where hours are given to schools or to families indeed for home tuition, 40 hours for the month of July, to try and bridge the gap where the children are out of the school system until they return again at the end of August. This survey yesterday found that 40% of parents surveyed believed that their children had regressed during the pandemic. There is an issue now occurring that even though the funding is there for summer provision, there are a lot of schools who are not in a position to provide summer provision, so parents now are being forced to try and find individual teachers or SNAs who will work one-on-one with their child.
Really good topic to bring up, and very timely, Sally Ann, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak about this. So yet again, within the As I Am report, 40% say children have a loss of key skills, be it interpersonal or be it part of their educational piece. And that would have to be the case, you know, and I'm no doubt every family who has a loved one who is a part of a special class or special school would want them to be able to participate. So I would be appealing to the boards of management, or I would be appealing to school bodies to ensure that that July provision is there. There's an incredible sum of money being provided to ensure it's an acknowledged by government that this is the case, and we want to support that. We want to halt that regression, and we want the children to have that continuation within the July provision. And I would appeal to all schools to take it up. It was a phenomenal success last year, and the HSE got actively involved as well themselves, because we recognise within the Department of Health that this needs to happen. So where we couldn't get schools to come on board with us, we actually went and commandeered community centres. So what I'm saying to the schools, there's plenty of opportunity here to come on board and to get involved. And also from the HSE's point of view, and within my own department, there's funding there to support camps as well as a bolster to it. Because we know, and I acknowledge, respite is not functioning to the level it should be working at. There's no denying that whatsoever. It is not functioning. And families are stretched and frustrated and are at the end of their tether with services. There is no denying that either. So what I'm saying is, government acknowledges we have a July provision mechanism there. We're supporting providers as well. We're providing alternative models of care, be it through the camps and be it through the outreach model. So it's important for providers to work closely as well with families.
Okay.
And I think Garrett, I'd love to hear Garrett's experience from his family member, or from families, about the July provision.
Gareth, could you give us a very brief comment on that?
Yes, indeed. You know, the minister is right in theory, but unfortunately, in reality, we're in the middle of June now, and the plans have been made by the schools for July provision as they are, and as of yesterday, only 8 primary schools in Clare, County Clare, are offering July provision, and some of those are only doing 2 weeks out of the 4. So, you know, this is going to make for a very difficult summer for a lot of our families on the back of an incredibly difficult year already.